Frida Ronning, the Norwegian sensation who calls the U.S. home at the moment, getting her master's because she's smarter than the rest of us and also faster than most. Frida, it's the privateer life for you, and you're still managing to kill it. You know, what's it take for you to do so well on your own?
I don't know. I mean, I go to school, and I work really hard trying to, like, do good with that, and I also focus a lot about training, and I don't really have a lot of time, so I try to make the best out of the time I have, and it's when you have to, like, push to work hard for something, and you don't have a lot of time, you kind of just have to keep doing it, you know? And I don't know, it seems to be working out all right. It's definitely hard. I wish I had more time to, like, train and ride bikes more, but I'm doing the best I can, and a lot of people are in the same situation, and yeah.
Do you think that, so basically, like, the time crunch makes you utilize your time more effectively?
I guess. I feel like I've always been like that. As long as I have a lot going on, like, I just keep doing it, and you kind of just get into this, like, way where you just keep doing things, and then as soon as, like, over summer when I have a break, like, you kind of just get lazy and you get stuck, you know, and just having a lot to do, like, I get up at 6 every day, do my workout, go to school, go home, work out, and just keep doing it. So yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's impressive because you're balancing a serious school schedule too, and you know, going into the summer with having been in the master's program this semester, are you feeling prepared, or are you just gonna run it?
I mean, so with the master's program, I have to, like, actually, like, I don't get summers off. I'll work with my boss and try to get some vacation so I can go ride. And he seems to be cool with it, but I guess we'll see. But, so I still have to, like, work every summer, but I'm hoping to be able to go fly over to Europe and do a couple of races. And so that's kind of challenging, but I hope to make it work somehow.
Something that I'm a little perplexed about is that you are dominating the women's race scene in the U.S. and you're doing very well abroad. Is it, not to prime the question and be that guy, but is it frustrating that you don't have more support at this point, or are you, like, kind of just, like, whatever about it and happy to just run it?
I mean, I obviously wish I had more support, I guess, but I don't know, like, you just kind of got to do the best with what you got and appreciate the things you have and, like, work hard, and then hopefully eventually, like, somebody will see that you're working hard and support you, and I don't know, I feel like as long as you keep doing it and as long as that's what you want to do, like, you're just going to do it either way and try to make it happen and do the best you can, I guess.
Makes sense to me. You're passionate, you make it happen. Has living in Knoxville been beneficial because you're able to train over the winter when you did have time?
Yes, absolutely. Like, when I lived back in Norway, I raced XC still, but it was still super challenging with all the snow and the cold, and it's super nice to not have the snow, and, like, I can ride my downhill bike a lot, and I haven't been riding downhill bikes for, like, that many years, so it's definitely beneficial to be able to ride as much as I can, and now I live here, I can ride every weekend, and it's awesome, and there's also a lot of fast guys that live here that are helping me out a lot, and I learn a lot from them, and it's really cool. Yeah,
that is really cool. I wish I had fast training partners too. What is something, as you've been going through all of this as the privateer, that you've taken away as a bigger picture?
I don't know, I guess.
Or what's something that, like, you've learned or are learning or going through where it's like, aha, this is, like, pretty rad, or aha, this is not the best? I'm always just curious to, like, what makes it cool, but what also makes it the worst.
I mean, sometimes when you're just, like, your bike doesn't work and you kind of just have to keep doing it and you see everybody else getting all the support, it definitely kind of sucks, but it also really makes you, like, appreciate working hard for things, and then, like, you have something to look up to. Like, it's always hopefully going to get better. Like, there's a lot better out there, and it makes you, like, I don't know, just appreciate the things that you do get, like, get new brake pads, and it's awesome, and some people are just used to getting new brake pads, you know? So, I don't know, just try to, like, take out the positives and just keep working hard for something. Makes you want to work harder, like, there's a lot to work for, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of about the intrepid spirit and just plugging away because you know it's going to work.
I hope it's going to work, like, I have a shot, I might as well try.
Absolutely.
I always wanted to, like, be an athlete, and I guess I changed the sport a couple of times, but it's really good to have something to work for. I like it a lot, and it gives meaning, like, something to wake up for every day, I guess.
I dig that. I think that's a really valid thing to feel. Is so projecting forward, are you trying to achieve any specific goals, or is it more just like how high can you climb?
I mean, my goal is always to be the best, I guess. I haven't quite reached it yet, but I'm hoping to, like, now I have 2 years with school for sure that I have to stay and have to work a lot, and I'm hoping to make the best out of that and train a lot and ride a lot and hopefully get faster, and then whenever I can go race to see what the level's at, and then hopefully I can get fast enough after those
all the cars going by
after those 2 years to where I can, like, give it a shot at the full World Cup. I want to be the best, and I want to work to be the best, and we'll see where it goes, I guess.
Well, considering how short of a timeline you've been working on with riding downhill, it's been a pretty incredible rise to this point.
I mean, I guess. I used to, like, downhill ski, and there's a lot of similarities, and when I rode XC, I always loved going downhill, so it was kind of natural to me, and I'm still obviously learning a lot, and there's a lot more to learn, but it's been good. Like, it's been exciting, and it's happy. It's good to see progress and all that, so it's been cool, yeah, for sure.
That's wicked. Is there anything that you want to share specific to your story where it's like people think this but they should know this or any of that?
I don't know.
I know it's a bit of an on the spot, but I just thought I'd throw it at you and see what you think.
I mean, I don't really have any good stories, I guess.
That's okay. So this summer you have that book step schedule in school, and that's gonna just be it and see how you run.
Yeah, I guess.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time to sit down and, well, we're standing in the rain, but metaphorically sit down.
Yep.
And keep plugging away. You're killing it. I think it's been great to see.
Thank you.